Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and on today's episode, we're going to play around with Azure Mobile Services. Now, there's been a lot of coverage of Azure Mobile Services. A couple months ago, I had Josh Twist and Nick Harris on the show, and they gave us an introduction to the mobile services. And I think Josh was on a couple of the other shows doing the same thing. He had a couple talks at Build. I believe there's another Channel 9 video out there. I saw him doing more of a deep dive into the mobile services. So I'm going to try and not cover the same ground over and over again. We're going to create a service, so that'll be a repeat. But the demo that he's been using, that Josh has been using mostly, is more of a social app where there's notifications and people using the same app from different devices and talking back and forth. And I want to take a different twist on it and you do something more like a line of business app. So 3 episodes ago, I believe it was, I introduced SQLite, or showed how to use SQLite in a Windows Store app. And I want to use that app, but instead use mobile services. So just to refresh our memories, here's the app. It's customers and projects. When you come in, you see customers. You can add a customer. You can select a customer and edit the customer. If you click or tap on a customer, you see the projects for that customer. You can add a project. You select a project, you can edit or delete that project. This is the app I want to use. So we're going to create this app, and instead of using SQLite, we're going to use Azure Mobile Services. Okay, so let's close that down, and then let's go to the Azure portal, which is manage.windowsazure.com, log in, and then use mobile services. If you haven't used mobile services before, you have to sign up for them. It's basically just asking you sign up for the preview, and then you can build mobile services. See, preview. So I'm going to create a new one. So I click New, Create, and I'll call this VS Toolbox. I can choose to use an existing SQL database instance or create a new one. Select my subscription. Most people have one subscription. I happen to have 3 of them. So I'll just use this one. And for the region, I'll leave it East. That's fine. Click Next. The database named VSToolbox_DB. Choose a server. I can choose an existing server or a new database server. Leave it in the East. Create a login name and a password. And click OK. And Azure will create the mobile service, which usually takes very little time at all. It's quite speedy. And there we go. Okay, so now we're ready to use this. Okay, so let's select this, go in, and we have a couple choices here. We can create a brand new Windows Store app or connect this service to an existing store app. What I'm going to do for now is create a new store app, although we're not going to use it at all. I just want to have it available for comparison purposes. So let's create a new app. Tells you get Visual Studio if you don't have it, install the Mobile Services SDK if you don't have it, and then create a table. So this app that the Azure creates is a to-do item app. So we'll create the to-do item table. Okay, then we select our language and download. So let's download this. And we wind up with VS Toolbox right next to the VS Toolbox test, which was obviously me testing this. So let's extract this and see what we got. We have a project. So I'm going to open this in Visual Studio. Okay. So now what's in here? Just to review, if we look in the app.xaml.cs, here is the code to connect to the mobile service. So we create an instance of mobile service client, and we pass in 2 parameters. One is the server name, vstoolbox.azure-mobile.net, and then this key. Okay. Now, at this point, of course, if I know the server name and I know the key, then I can start talking to the service. So you probably, you know, don't want to do a Channel 9 show where you leave the key up long enough for people to copy it. There's a couple things you can do about this, of course. You can go into Azure and manage your keys, and then you can regenerate them. So after I do this, I should regenerate these keys, and then you won't know what they are. The other thing you can do, of course, is you can use authentication. So you can set it up so that only authenticated people, only people in a particular group, can insert or update data or read data. You can also use more login and password type authentication. So I just want to mention that. I'm not going to worry about that here, but just want to mention that. Okay, so now that I have this mobile service client, I can actually talk to the data that's living in Azure. Okay, so we go into the main page. Notice that there's a to-do item class, which corresponds to the to-do item table. If we pop back to the portal and we go to data, there's the to-do item table, which has a column called ID. Okay, and then in my class here, I'm setting up a couple additional columns, text and complete. And then we have items, which are a mobile service collection view of to-do item. We have the table itself, which is the mobile service.getTable, and you specify the class or table name. And then when the app starts, when it's navigated to, we refresh the to-do items, which basically does a query. So to-do table.where complete is false, cast it to a mobile service collection view, and set the item source of a list box, this list items, to that, and then items appear. When we add a new item, we use table, the mobile service table dot insert async. Notice it's async. Pass in the item and then add it to the list of items so it displays. When we update, we call update async. And if there was a delete, we would call delete async. Okay. So now let's again switch back over to the portal. I showed you that there's only an ID column, even though this class has both text and complete. I bet you can guess what's about to happen. So let's run this. And let's insert a to-do item. Tape VS Toolbox episode. Click Save. And it shows up here. We can go back to the portal and notice that there is, let's refresh this. Notice that the text and complete columns were added, and if we browse the data, there's the to-do item. Soon to appear. I spoke too soon. There is the to-do item. Slow internet today. Okay, so that is the basics, and Josh showed us that when he was on the show, but I just wanted to do that so we kind of get a level set. So now what I want to do is build my customers and projects app using mobile services. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back to here, and I'm going to go to data, and I'm going to create a new table called customer. Okay, and then here is, by the way, where you could use some authentication. You can say only authenticated users, only scripts and admins. So that way you can control who has the ability to work with the data. So that's another way to protect that key. So I'm going to create a customer table. And I'm going to create, oops, clicked the wrong plus sign. I'm going to create a project table. And now both of these have nothing more than an ID column. So same with the to-do item, both customer and project only have ID. Okay, so now, because I'm using the same service, I can just leverage this code to connect, or what I could do is I could come over here and go back to the main page here and say connect an existing Windows Store app and then copy this, come over into my app, which is called Azure Mobile Services Demo, and then go into the app.xaml and paste that here. So here's the previous version I was using, and now let's paste in this version. Okay? So now I have this app wired up. Okay, so this is the same app as I used to show SQLite. So I'm using MVVM. So I've got models, I've got a customer model, ID, and then I've got a name, a city, and a contact. I'm attributing these as data member and specifying the name. This is actually superfluous. I don't need to do this. I know Josh likes to use lowercase because it's consistent with JSON format. I'm kind of a uppercase guy. So I'm just showing you here that you can rename these if you want. You can use different names in your class than you do in the actual data. So customers have name, city, contact, and project has name, has ID, customer ID, name, description, and due date. Right? There we go. Okay, so now let's start looking at our view models. So let's come into the customer's view model. I have an observable collection of customer view model that is customers. And then I have a remote customers. This represents the data that's on Azure. And then I have the customer table. So the customer table is mobileservice.getTable customer. And that is an iMobile service table. Notice that remote customers is an iEnumerable. Now this differs from the sample app. In the sample app, the items are a mobile service collection view, and when we retrieve them, we use to collection view. But over here, I'm using an iEnumerable, and I'm using to enumerable async. Okay, and the reason I'm doing this is because in the sample app, I just get the items. The sample app just gets the items and sets the item source of a list box and is done. But what I want to do in mine is retrieve these instances and then create a new observable collection, loop through them, and populate customers, which is an observable collection of customer view model. And so to enumerate through these, I have to use something different. And the reason for that, let me show you this. Let's set a breakpoint right here. So this is in the sample app that Azure creates for you. Let's run this. And here's items, and notice that there's nothing in there. Count is zero. So if you want to now enumerate over this, you can't because nothing has come back yet. That's because this to collection view is an async call. Now, by the time we finish running, set the item source, get out to the page, and display this item or these items on the page, these items have come down. So it works fine in the sample app. But in my app, where I immediately wanted to be enumerating, because they hadn't come down yet, because it's an async call, there was nothing to enumerate. So what I'm going to do is explicitly use toEnumerable async, and I'm going to return an iEnumerable. So I explicitly make this an await, and this method's going to return a task of observable collection of customer view model. And now, because I put an await here, if By the time I get down here to be ready to enumerate, I actually have the results. Okay, so I retrieve the results from the service, and then I create my observable collection of customer view model, and I can view my customers. And I'm doing the same thing in projects. Okay, I've got the exact same code here, except I'm using the project view model, not the customer view model. Okay, and if we look in the customer view model, I've got customers, which is an IEnumerable. I've got projects, which is an IEnumerable. And when I get a customer, then what I'm going to do is go into the customer table where ID is equal to the customer ID that's been passed in. I want to get a single customer. Now, what I really wanted to do here was I really wanted to say single or default, but I couldn't find it. So what I did was I bring back an IEnumerable, even though there's only one of these guys, and then I query that to get back the initial customer. If there's a better way of doing this, I'd love to love your advice on what to do, because I'm getting one customer back, but I couldn't find single or default on the table. So bring back the collection of customers from the table. There's only one of them. Isolate that one, and then here's that customer. And we got customer name, same thing. That returns the customer name. Save customer, go get that customer. So customer table dot where ID is equal to the ID of the customer you want to save. All right, bring that back. If you find anybody, update the customer and call customer table dot update async. If you don't find this customer, means it's not in there yet, then we insert it. And notice that we don't have to specify the ID because Azure Mobile Services automatically adds the ID for us. Okay, and then to delete, first thing I need to do is delete the projects. So I go and grab the projects for that customer, loop through them and delete. And again, I'm using the enumerable so that I can immediately iterate through those. Call delete async, then find the customer and delete that customer. And yes, I should wrap this as a transaction. At least I've put it in a try-catch, but this should literally be in some kind of transaction. Okay, and then I've got the same similar code for project view model. So get project, save project, etc. It's the same code, only working with projects instead of customers. And then the last thing I want to show you on this is my code at the very beginning. I have this reset data method. This is how you populate the data. Okay, so here I've got the customer table. Customer table dot to enumerable async is the equivalent of select star from customer. That just brings down all of the customers into an IEnumerable. Loop through and delete. So nuke the customer table, then nuke the project table, then start adding customers and projects. So I create new customer, new instance of customer, insert async, then I create a new project. And the cool thing about this, and I actually learned this watching Josh's first build talk, is that because this is async, by the time we get down to here, we know, I mean, when we insert this, we know that mobile services creates the customer ID, but we also know that by the time we get down to here, we can just read it off the customer. Initially, what I did was I went back and queried the back end to get the ID, but you don't have to do that. It's available to you. In this new customer class, we insert it, and the ID gets populated back into this class, so we can use it here to identify this project as belonging to that customer, which is cool. Okay, so we are ready to go. So let's go back to data. We've got our customer table, which has no data and only an ID column. We have our project table, which has no data and only an ID column. And we're going to run this app. First thing we're going to do is populate the data, and then we're going to be able to work with customers and projects. So let's run this. I put that breakpoint there, so that is not a bug in my code. It's worked, right? Let's go back into the portal. Let's refresh this. We look at browse. Didn't work. Why not? Oh, I know why not. User error. I forgot to run the reset data method. I have it commented out. Okay, so let's try this again. Okay, let's go over to the portal. Now it better work. Okay, so now we see each of the additional columns. We see projects, we see customers, and I have found sometimes that there's a bit of a lag. The first time I run this, after I first populate it, I don't necessarily see the data right away. But now if I run it, there's the data, there are the customers, there are the projects. I'm not 100% sure why that happens. It's not a scenario that you're gonna run into in a real live app all that often. And you could certainly, if you need to pre-populate, you could do that as a separate process. So once the data is in there, this goes and retrieves it quite quickly. It's just that when I populate the data and then immediately try to grab it, there's a lag that sometimes isn't accounted for in the app. So there we are. So here's our simple customers and projects app using Azure Mobile Services to store the data. So a few weeks back, we looked at storing it in SQLite, which is great because you have offline capabilities. But on the other hand, the data lives on a device. If you're using this from multiple devices, then you're going to have to figure out how to sync. So now we've gone to the other extreme where we're using Azure Mobile Services. The great thing there is I don't have to set up a database. I don't have to set up the service. Mobile Services does that for me. It's very easy to use. And now I've got the data living in the cloud. And if I run this app from multiple devices, it'll all get the same data. Of course, if I'm offline, then I can't get data. I suppose we could merge the two, use Azure Mobile Services to store the data in the cloud, and then we could use SQLite at the same time to store the data locally, but then we'd have to come up with some kind of method for syncing. Sounds like something that we'll do on a show. So maybe in the new year, we'll have a show that combines the two of these. So give me a little time to think about it. That would be something that we'd do. So that gives you a different slant on mobile services. It's a very, very cool technology. I highly recommend it. If you're not that familiar with it, go and watch the previous episode of this show where Josh Twist was on along with Nick Harris, or watch Josh's talk from Build or any of the other places where you can learn about it. And then I would absolutely add it to your arsenal as a way of using data. The cool thing is the data's in the cloud, the service is in the cloud. You don't have to set up any of that plumbing. You just use the data in your application. So I hope you enjoyed that, and we'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.